EA Sports. Shout out to Eric Adams. Eric Adams, I don't think that Eric Adams is reelectable. Well, at least that's what the polls say over in New York. Let me show you.
Tonight, not good news for New York Mayor Adams. His approval rating has fallen to its lowest yet, just 28%, lower than any other mayor's approval rating in over a quarter of a century.
Eric Adams' approval rating, according to New Yorkers. Now, if it's anybody that's in New York that's in the chat, because we got over 1,500 and growing that's in the chat right now. If there's anybody in New York that's in the chat that actually love and approve of the job that Eric Adams is doing, please make yourself known and say, I approve of what Eric Adams is doing over in New York, because his approval rating, according to the latest polls, is the lowest that it's ever been in a quarter of a century.
So what is driving New Yorkers' unfavorable opinions? Eyewitness News reporter Jim Dolan takes a look.
On a frigid street corner near Union Square tonight, a father and his children sit in the cold and ask for help. This is not new to New Yorkers, but to...
Wait. Let me back up for a minute. Y'all got y'all kids out there freezing in the cold, participating in your ask for help so people can feel more pity for you? Come on, family. Come on, family. What we got going on out here? Y'all got y'all kids out there sitting in the cold now? Is that what we doing?
In the cold and ask for help. This is not new to New Yorkers, but to many it is worse, and some are blaming Mayor Adams.
Oh, he's doing an awful job.
It has been a year of careening crises for Mayor Eric Adams. The flood of asylum seekers from the southern border has consumed his administration. So overwhelming, it has gutted budgets and diverted city workers. And Mayor Adams now is paying the price among voters.
This is bad. In fact, it's the worst ever rating for a mayor.
Yeah, a Quinnipiac College poll shows that a record 58% of registered New York City voters disapprove of the job Adams is doing. Just 28% approve. Among the most important issues, 72% disapprove of his handling of the homeless issue, 66% say he hasn't handled the migrant crisis well, and 60% say Adams, a former police officer, hasn't done enough about crime.
Isn't that ironic that a former police officer and police captain got the trifecta and disapproval from the residents of New York? Number one, and I've already said this, homelessness. Whenever you are the biggest city and you got over 8.5 million people inside of the city, if you then say that homelessness is the biggest issue, and affordability, let's just go ahead and throw that in there while we at it. Homelessness is going to be your biggest issue, because if you have people sleeping on a street and that becomes a tourist attraction in itself, then that's going to be an issue. Trust me, I know. For a long time, Detroit was one of the urbex capitals of the world. What's urbex? Urban exploration, meaning people looking to come here in order to get footage from abandoned buildings, until we started to address tear down or refurbish what was going on over here in the United States of America, right? And so that, obviously, the migrant crisis is going to be a big deal, because that then affects everything else that's a problem, right? You have less money to divert over into social services, which also affect what's happening with homelessness. Crime goes up because they're literally cutting the budget with sanitation and police officers. And they're saying that they can't have more police officers, even though crime is going up. And the criminals know this, just like the regular residents. And so the criminals now commit more crime knowing that there's less police officers and a lower response time. And residents become obviously burdened by the fact that they're paying this, the highest taxes in the United States of America, while at the same time getting some of the worst services. So it's absolutely horrible.
Hasn't done enough about crime.
Clearly, one of the things that people are responding to is what they see around them. Homelessness on the streets, fear of crime.
A spokesman for the mayor said incorrect polls come out every day, but the real numbers can't be questioned, he said. Crime is down, jobs are up, the city is in a better place under Mayor Adams' leadership. Maybe, but the voters don't seem to be seeing that yet.
It's messaging, but it's also how people feel. And right now, the large number of homelessness on the there's obvious examples of people acting out of the subway, et cetera. They give people a sense of what the feel of what the city is like.
Homeless rate is high, the crime is high, and the train station, the transit, it's awful.
I've always wanted to live in New York. I've always wanted to live in New York. One of my biggest dreams when I was coming up when I was younger was to live in New York. I always wanted to be somewhere working on Wall Street or something like that in a penthouse apartment over in New York. I'm pretty happy with how my life turned out and everything like that. But I've always wanted to be a New Yorker, even to the extent to where I was like, yo, I wouldn't even have to have a car in New York. I would be a part of the city, the culture, the fabric. As I've gotten older and as people like Eric Adams continued to ruin the fabric of the city, I'm no longer interested in trying to live in New York because I don't want to see rats in my penthouse apartment. You know what I'm saying? It was already enough that the weather was too cold, but it was a culture to where you could make an unlimited amount of money because of networking opportunities. And as long as you worked hard, and that was the dream that they sold you, that you would absolutely thrive over in New York. And you're willing to pay, the extra taxes because you want to make sure that you continue to live the lifestyle. But based off of what I see now, New York ain't but a less than, 2-hour flight to get there and then I can come back home. I'm going to go ahead and head down to Miami, fam. I don't think that Florida is the greatest place to be right now either, but the weather is phenomenal and you can separate yourself. And at the very least, you ain't got to worry about rats running up and down the street. Let me tell you what Eric Adams had to say about how people feel about him. They asked him about them and how he's managing the migrant crisis, as well as his FBI investigations and what he thought his chances were of being reelected over in New York, even though he has the lowest approval rating in a quarter of a century, according to experts. We got over 1,700 and counting, continuing to go up. I need y'all to do three things. First thing I want you to do is make sure you hit the like for the YouTube algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Second thing I need you to do is make sure you share this with your family and friends because we don't want to be successful by ourselves. And then third, and the most important, make sure that if you want to continue to have the conversation with a group of people that's going in the direction that you're going in, tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. I got a new video dropping inside of the Patreon coming this week, this weekend.
So to the 2025 election, you know, there are several challengers who are, you know, they're not declared yet, but their names are being floated around. Senators Elnor Myrie, Jessica Ramos, even Scott Stringer is talking to consultants. You know, are you concerned this far out about challengers, the ones that have been named, potentially others?
Who is that? Jose Bless said, my city always in your mouth. He didn't say your mouth, Y-O-U-R. He said Y-A, your mouth. How I become your city and you don't even own nothing in it? Hey, what's up with these New Yorkers that think that just because they was born into a city and they don't even own any real estate in it? I know you don't own no real estate in it because I'm looking at your profile picture. And I've been to New York and I know you ain't built for it. Listen, you not even built for your city. You know what I'm saying? What's up with all these little project babies always claiming something that ain't theirs? Look, the richest people that I know, the richest people that, you know, I always take some time out to address the Dusties. The richest people that I know don't even specifically claim that they own an entire city and they have the most real estate in it. It's 1% of the population that own 90% of the real estate. You don't even own anything in your own city. As a matter of fact, you're so dusty, I'm pretty sure that your housing is being subsidized by people like me that live in your city. We have more of a vested interest in what's going on in your city than you do. I guarantee you I go over and spend more money over in New York and I pay more in taxes in New York than you do. I have more of a vested interest in seeing what's happening in New York and that Mayor Adams don't get reelected than you do. So you pump a couple drugs on your block and you continue to infect your people with bad things and then all of a sudden it's your city. Fam, I'm more known in your city than you do. Bro, when I walk in your city, people be like, Anton, what up? I love the Millionaire Morning Show. I'm rocking with you. I love what it is, that interview that you did over there with Lamar Odom, and I see you over there rocking out with A-Verb, and then Rashad McCann's my guy. And yo, I seen that interview you did with Lamar Odom. You know he from the city and such and such and such. Yo, me and you, I can walk down your street, you can walk down your street, and I get more love in your city than you do. I come to your city every year at least two or three times a year, and I get more love in your city than you do. It's not your city, it's my city. It's my city. Me, Raekwon, Ghostface Killah, Method Man. I don't know about Diddy no more. I don't know if he run a city. Take that, take that, take that. Is my city. I got more love in New York than you do. Most of y'all that actually is from New York can't even walk down y'all own streets without feeling a little bit scared. Y'all got to wear a ski mask that they banned over in Philadelphia. What's my man name that just got shot up over in New York City? Hassan Campbell can't even walk down his own street over in New York City. What is you talking about? They don't pay no attention to you. Family, they don't pay no attention to you at all. It's me, the Wu-Tang Clan, and the people that live on Billionaire's Row. All the rest of y'all, get on out of here with that, man. Don't nobody want to hear that. Get your little dusty self out of here and keep talking about your city. That ain't your city. It's my city. Now, let me get back to what Mayor Adams was talking about.
And also, do you think your FBI investigation into your campaign and also, you know, your recent budget cuts leave you in a somewhat weaker position going into this election?
If you send this far out, I go back to my Senate days. When I got sworn into Senate, I said January 1st, 2022, I'm going to be the mayor of the city of New York. When I became borough president, I stated that I'm going to do this for 8 years, and then I'm going to be the mayor. So if you're not planning your career, shame on you. But, you know, running for mayor and managing a city of this level of complexity is different from having an idea. You have to actually be able to execute all the layers of doing so. And, you know, those of you who carried the race, do you remember that day when that guy had me by 13 points in the poll? Andrew Yang, he was...
Shout out to the Yang gang. I actually like the Yang gang. I don't know how Mayor Eric Adams beat Andrew Yang, but they said that Andrew Yang was leading Eric Adams by 13 points. Hey, this guy is so arrogant, which I actually love. Let me give a round of applause for Eric Adams. He said, I don't really care what the polls say. I don't care how many migrants came in. I don't care how much I fumbled labeling New York a sanctuary city. I don't care how much of the budget that I messed up. I don't care how many cops that we cut. I don't care how much sanitation that we removed from the city. I don't care if Cardi B was talking about me. I'm going to win because New Yorkers love Eric Adams. Talk your talk, big dog.
So happy on skateboards and, you know, cherry faced, and all of a sudden people heard my message and those 13 points went to 1 point, and then all of a sudden I was up. This is the game of politics. And some people are going to politicize this moment. I have to govern this city. That's what we're doing, and all of the crises that are coming with it. And every mayor I spoke with tell us about these moments where a lot of things happen at one time. And you have to be focused and disciplined enough to be able to still manage the city. And that's what we're doing. And that's my focus on continuing to manage this city. New York is a big place.
Talk your talk then, Eric. He said, I don't care nothing about what y'all talking about or what the polls say. The people love me over in New York.